Talking Trotters, back for another week. Might have to get a bit of tunes happening for the intro, I think. So I'll get onto that. And thank you very much to everyone that was involved with last week's show. There was only two people, Nathan Jack and Duncan McPherson. But a lot of feedback. I had all positive about a show just purely around Talking Trotters. And that's, I suppose, what I want to do and be able to create a bit of excitement leading up to the Indian Dominion. But it's going to go post that because I love the Trotters, and I find that a lot of people love the Trotters just as much as I do. It's a big week in trotting. There's been a stack of winners. I've got a full page through every week. I will be going through every winner I can get for the week, highlighting them, their breeding, the people that are winning. So that is the idea of it. We'll also get some big interviews and some small interviews and some different interviews as well going forward. I wasn't expecting to be home, so didn't think I'd be able to get this one up and going here tonight or today in this manner. But as we go forward, who knows where it'll end up. And of course, this is, as always, brought to you by the guys at Harass the Trotters, and their video is going to be just playing there to other side. We'll go that way. The other side of my arm of their full stallion roster, but please make sure you go to Harass the Trotters at the .coms or on the Facebook, and you'll be able to find the full list of their stallions. And I will actually stop that one very, very quickly, and we'll go to their full lineup of their roster. And you can see there the top four horses are available in, actually, the top four horses are Chilled Seaman, Classic Connection, and Honor Streak will be standing with Cobbity Farms in New South Wales. So they'll be part of that roster going forward. And you'll also have Used to Me, who's going to be part of the Cobbity Farms new farm in Queensland as well. And I will be doing something with Belinda going forward. Then we have On Solitaire, who's available for $1,500 for everyone in New Zealand at Macar Lodge, I believe. And then the others, as you can see down the side, there are all Frozen Seaman. Just be aware, Bird Parker, Bold Eagle, and there's one other horse there. I haven't got the updated file on its trial, but yeah, if you get in touch with the guys, they will keep you updated. Louise at harassthetrotters.com. Louise will be able to look after you with each and every one of those horses. Been a big week in trotting, as I said. I'm going to start this one off a little bit differently. We're going to start off on the Saturday night, I believe this was. Well, actually, we'll start off at Friday night, but we're not going to start off at Friday night in Victoria. We're going to start off at Friday night at Addington, and there's some beautiful racing run and one over there. Artie by the Hill, having its first start for the Duns, was first up. Son of Muscle Hill out of Hilton H. Very, very impressive winner, and the Duns got a good string of trotters going forward. Must keep a good eye on New Zealand and what's actually happening over there, because there's a lot of great quality trotters in New Zealand, and they are going to be making their way across here for the Inter Dominion and other races going forward. So make sure we keep an eye on those. The other of the night was the Renwick Farms Trotting Cup, and that was won by Muscle Mountain. And Muscle Mountain, now he's building up really, really impressive win strike rate, 19 wins from 31 starts, and he was super impressive on Friday night. Another Muscle Hill out of Paramount Faith, but so strong to the line he was in winning the other night. Beating Matadiros, of course, bred at Harass the Trotters and Yabby Dam Farms, and Majestic Man was third. So good quality trotters starting to really step out on both sides of the ditch. Make sure you keep an eye on the Kiwi ones, and we'll keep you posted on these as they go across and win any of the midweekers as well. But there wasn't any us through the week from the guys at New Zealand that happened to win last week. I do have some more for the Friday night, because that was actually at Ballarat, so we will get the Victorian content towards the end of the show. Got a couple of interviews coming up tonight. We've got Blanche Poole, who will come a little bit later on in the show. She'll be halfway through the run of the wrap, if you like, of the country horses, and Emmett Bronson. And we're going to cover off on Emmett in a second. But Saturday night at Melton saw some ripping racing. Olavici, who's just gone from strength to strength and just doing a terrific job, continues to get the job done at Melton. I think that's five on the bounce now for Olavici, the son of Orlando Vici. And he is actually, I might even take a punt, this might be him here, but I don't know that for sure because I didn't put them in any particular order. But make sure you, as I said, keep going there. But Olavici, of course, bred by Orlando Vici, who stands at Harass the Trotters. I did get it in the right order. How's that? Beating Just Believe. Just Believe was a terrific return. Greg Sugars and Jess Tubbs. They would have been stoked with his return and was very, very brave. And then Zarem fighting out third place by Wishing Stone, Carla Innes. I'm sure that would have given her a great thrill as well. So some really good trotting there. And then we had the main race there on the night, the Opius Group Australian Trotters Championship Group 1 affair, taken out by Elder Baron Zeus. And I interviewed Nathan Jack and Duncan McPherson last week, and he spoke about Elder Baron Zeus and his expectations. He thought he'd be able to step, which I didn't know he'd be able to step as good as what he did, but they were pretty buoyant that he'd be able to step, and it was a terrific finish, and it was a great, great little race. But the second and third horses, Emmett Bronson, reigning Inter Dominion champion in Mari Law, I think he's just going terrific. Come off the 10-metre handicap, had to give him a start. He is going terrific. And then Baltica, a beautiful, beautiful little run from a mare that is starting to progress her way through the ranks. I actually did an interview, and I'm going to put that interview up. I do know how many races she actually happened to have has won, but I have forgotten it. But what I'm going to do, we're actually going to throw straight to the interview with Emmett Bronson, and we'll be back for a wrap of some of the horses through the country very shortly. All Trotting Show, catching up with Emmett Bronson. Firstly, welcome, Emmett.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
This show, I'm going to basically the road to the Inter Dominion, I suppose. I'm going to try and catch up with a few people as we lead up to it. But I suppose first things first, your office is a little bit plain, mate. What's going on there?
Yeah, no, I've had to relocate. We're expecting a new addition in December, so she gets me office, and I get the leftovers as per usual. So.
I just wanted to point that out so that people are aware. They'd be thinking, why hasn't got the Inter Dominion photo up there or Murray's Law or anything like that? But I think it all happened last night, didn't it? You got kicked out.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, made the move last night. She's getting into it, so it's all good.
Nah, it is. It's a very exciting time. Are you looking forward to it?
I am. Yeah. No, it's a good timing. Like, we're sort of set up in our new house now for about a year or 18 months now. So it'd be good, you know, doing that now that we've already moved and got the hard part out of the way. So
December might be a tad busy though, especially if someone decides to come a little bit early.
Yeah, we've filled the calendar pretty chock-a-block in December. So, but fingers crossed, we've still got to, you know, tick a few boxes. But it could be a good month.
Want to highlight the trotters and what the trotters are doing, and as I said, the road to the Inter Dominion. But firstly, we just might touch off on a few of your other runners, if you like. You've got two horses I want to highlight coming into the Inter Dominion, or maybe three. I'll find out about one other one. But 2 weeks ago, unfortunately, I just couldn't catch up with you guys just with my workload. And that you had a huge night with both Mari Law and Baltica winning, but almost a massive night with Elder Baron Huey. You must be rapt with how he just continues to step up to the plate and continues to get the job done.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's come a long way in the last sort of 6 months. He did win as a three-year-old, and then he sort of went off the boil a little bit, just trying to get him a little bit more correct. But he strengthened up. I think it was a bit of a maturity thing. He's still got chinks in his armor, don't get me wrong. But that was a really good effort on fortnight ago. You know, Elder Baron Zeus obviously took the race out, but if you're running second to him, then you're probably not doing too bad.
It's an interesting way the handicapping system works, isn't it? Because we're going to highlight two horses in a minute that ran second and third to that same horse.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So,
that's
all good.
What is on the radar for Huey? What are your main aims?
He's actually racing tomorrow night at Melton.
Yep.
So, he's just got to flesh out the grades a little bit and see how he goes with that. And then, I think, being a four-year-old, probably our main aim is to be somewhat competitive for the Vic Bred series at the end of the year.
The four-year-olds this year are just amazing, aren't they? The depth in them.
Yeah, a lot of depth there. So we'll just sort of have to assess that at the time. But they only get 1 year to do it, so
yep.
Sometimes you just got to roll the dice.
How many trotters are you working before we get on to these other couple of horses, mate?
I've probably got maybe 8 to 9, 10, somewhere around that.
And how many of those are trotters?
Oh, no, that's how many trotters I got. I'll probably
total
15 in work. Maybe Yeah, maybe 2/3 trotters and the rest pacers.
It's a great part about our industry, isn't it? Like, you're probably not known as a trotting trainer. You've got 8 horses in work. You've got some really high class horses and some lovely horses that, do the job for you in the country as well. It's amazing the depth in trotting trainers at the minute in Victoria.
Yeah, it is, and you definitely notice it go like this. There's really no easy races, and there's a lot of guys that are just super talented at what they do, and a lot of younger guys coming through that really know, they've done their apprenticeships under really good trotting trainers, the likes of Andy Gath and Brent Lilly and those likes. So yeah, there's no easy ones.
Just quickly before we get on the other two, you had El Del Sons had 3 runs for you guys, regally owned by Rodgy from New Zealand. But what's a go with this horse? It's got a few kinks in its armour by the looks.
Yeah, for sure. He's probably actually. I don't know what quite all the future will hold for him, because I've probably just struggled to get him quite right and sort of, I suppose, make a good connection with him. He definitely, for me, like even just trying to get him used to racing at Melton and that, he's sort of just struggled for me a little bit. So I'll probably have a conversation with Graham and see what his best options are going forward. I initially wanted to get him up and going for country cups, but even then with the with selection points and that, it's going to make him hard to for him to even probably get a start in some of those. So yeah, we've probably got to flesh out a plan for him and see what's best for him going forward.
And manners seem to be a real issue with him.
Yeah, they are. For me anyway, they probably got him a little bit more down pat. Like he could certainly make mistakes back home, but they sort of probably got on top of him, and Graham and Dylan Ferguson actually did a really good job with him. They won a good few races, and he was starting to get off handicaps. But at the end of the day, they got to do a job, and if they can't, then you got to work it out from there.
Right, Road to Inter Dominion, and we'll start at the top. Firstly, the reigning champ from last year. And I said to you when I rang up about this interview, a little bit of a forgotten horse in a minute. They're highlighting a lot of these other young trotters coming up and all the rest. You just must be rapt with how he's going, Murray Law, and where he's at in his prep. You've still got, what, another 2 months to be ready. You must be so stoked with how he's come back.
Yeah, it's amazing. He's still probably flying under the radar a little bit again this year, but look, he did last year, and yeah, they knew where he was at the end of December, so that was fine. But if anything, he's probably going slightly better than this time last year. Like really, he won the John Slack last year, but since that Inter Dominion one, he's either run second or first, really. So, and run some really good times, like even when he's been beaten. And so, collectively, I'm actually really happy with where he's at. And yeah, he's on a similar track towards the end of the year, and it's going to be a deep, trotting rank at the end of this year. So we'll put our hat in the ring and just see how we go.
He probably wasn't one of those horses, but a few people aimed at Sydney because of the lack of depth. I mean, he's always been a high-class horse, but this year there's not going to be a lack of depth in the trotting department here in Victoria, is there?
No, there's not. But in saying that, there's lack of depth until you sort of actually have to go get in the ring and actually do the job. But no, I agree. And it's a little bit unknown who will actually be there. So that's a bit of an intriguing part about the series. Like you never really know. You've got to be going just right at the time, and then it's the horses that can actually flesh out the entire series. You can be going really great guns, any horse going into the series, and then some of them, they just don't like backing up hard runs to try to qualify runs every 3 days and then into a final. It's not for everyone. But he handled it so well last year, and I think being at home this year is probably even a little bit of an advantage again.
Does Dad guide you? I mean, it was well said last year it was a partnership. Is Dad guiding you right at the minute as to where to have him and to when to worry about a run or when he gets beat or that? Does Dad give you some assistance that way?
Yeah, he did. Like I actually learned a lot last year. Like he's obviously, he's campaigned a lot of horses for Inter Dominions. Obviously he's won it. He's had paces in Inter Dominions as well. And yeah, it was actually, it was, cause he's very much someone that you probably, you know, you more learn by watching and stuff like that. Obviously it's a different dynamic now to when I left school and that, but, it's probably a good fusion of ideas. Like, you know, I worked for Jeff for a long time. He's had, you know, pretty good success really in the Inter Dominion series with the likes of Flaming Flutter and that. So, I knew what was involved, taking them towards the races, but just a few things that I was actually surprised in terms of the, you know, some of his ideas actually aimed at towards the series to have the horse ride.
And they seem to work. It's silly, what's his main aim? His main aim's Inter Dominion. But what is his short term? Do you aim him just at spacing his runs? I mean, he's backed up 2 weeks in a row now. Does he have a week or two in between runs, or is there something on the radar for him coming up very shortly?
Probably next one on the radar is probably the Bill Collins Sprint. Whether there's a lead-up race to that, I think there might be. That was probably his guide last year. I did put him in a few country cuts last year, but just off the mark, there was a few country cuts where there was some, and you often see some of these breakout horses, like last year, there was... a couple nice horses where they were off the front and they actually ended up going in the Inter Dominion series or open class races. And when you're giving them 30 or 40 metres, it can make it tough. And I might eliminate some of those races this time in. But essentially that, then maybe a slight breather and then into the series if that's how it goes.
Is it as much about keeping his confidence up the way you're saying that? Like, obviously, the penny drops. Like, if you've got a horse like him coming through that's off the front and you got to try and chase them and they make it tough and hard, is that a little bit of what you're more centre around with this horse, keeping his confidence up?
Yeah, and that was it. It actually slipped my mind, but that was actually the horse I was alluding to. Like, I think a horse like Penny Drops, he was gaining a lot of confidence and momentum going into the series and others. And we were sort of, it is, there's not a massive gap between a lot of these horses, especially when you handicap them. But by all means, I'm not against handicapping either. Yep. You know, I love the stands. So that's just the nature of the beast. And you just got to, that's the beauty of our sport. We can be a little bit selective and pick and choose where we go, that what's right for our horse.
The other runner we want to highlight, and with the road to the New Zealand, the Inter Dominion, because you are having a crack at it with this horse here, is Baltica, and definitely in career best form. But talking to you off air a couple of hours ago, there could be a fair bit more improvement in this horse going forward as well.
Yeah, for sure. She's only had like the 22 maybe starts, something around that, and. And she's won sort of 8 or 9 of those and probably placed in most of the others. So she's always been a really consistent mare. She's the right age. She's got sort of a good constitution about her, like holds her weight really well and she doesn't take too much out of a run. So she's got all the right ingredients, but she does have to, like, she'd be one that would have to qualify, obviously, or, you know, still be in the mix. But she's still got options though. Like, I mean, if that doesn't work out for her, that she doesn't get a gig for that, she's got the country cups again. So she could be one that, I think she'd perform really well in the country cups. Like she's had 2 starts, in stands over the longer distance at both her group level. And she's run, 2nd and 3rd. Against pretty good company, really. So that would hold pretty good form for country cups if she doesn't get the opportunity with the Inter Dominion. And maybe just being in Victoria is a little bit more incentivizing for her as well. You know, I'd probably be hum and harring more when I say Inter Dominion. You know, it's always easier to throw that out when it's at home, I think.
a little bit like Joe Rando's horse last year that came through the Inter Dominion. They probably wouldn't have brought him to Victoria, but because it was on their back doorstep, and you know, they end up winning a heat. Like, and she might be that sort of, she could be that sort of mare as well.
Yeah, for sure. I'm actually, I really went into that race hoping that she'd go well, but in saying that, I wasn't going to give her any sort of gut busting run. I was kind of just trying to dip the toe in the water and see where she was, because the week before she won a, I think up to 79 trot, and there's a big difference there. But I was really surprised at how she got through the run and how she actually handled it as well.
No, I reckon it'll be exciting. And how do you go? Like, I know you enjoy driving. You're also happy to take a back seat when it comes about. Will you keep the drive on her if she ends up going into the Inter Dominion series? Like, will you have enough on your plate with a child coming on the way and that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Oh, I think mum and dad own her, and I think they're pretty keen for me to keep driving her, which I'm happy to do. I still enjoy driving, but at the same time, like, I mean, you only have to look at like the battle between Greg and Chris the other night in that race. It was actually good to watch. You know, like, I really couldn't have driven their respective horse like any better. So, I'm a footy head. I'm probably, you know, trotting head. You know, so I do, you know, like watching all those little battles, but at the same time, like, yeah, I won't take a step back if I have to stand up and sort of get the job done.
I think you should keep driving, personally. That's my opinion. It was just a question I wanted to ask there, because I think you do a good job. I quite often comment, it's about trainers driving horses sometimes compared to drivers. A driver drives a horse to win one race. Not that Greg's doing that, and neither is Chris Alford with Aldebaran Zeus. I think the way they're guiding these horses towards an Inter Dominion, but sometimes they get on a horse and they want to win to keep the drive all the time, whereas sometimes things mightn't be quite right, and that's, you know, I think that's the difference, Emmett. And I think what you've been able to do with this mare is exceptional. You've only had it's about 14 months, 15 months. She had her first start in April last year. So for you, you've done an awesome job with her of guiding her through, and she's terrific. And as you said, mum and dad bred her. The one thing I keep saying, and this trotting show, that's what it's about, is highlighting certain things. Out of Sundon mares, I think, yeah. when you go through the results and you see what the mares are out of, it's just unbelievable. As a Kiwi, you must be wrapped with the job he's doing over here in the breeding barn, I'd imagine.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you wouldn't want to get dad started on Sundon. You'd be here for hours. So he thinks he's the greatest trotting stallion of either code, you know, a pacer or trotter, ever. Yeah. He could probably, you know, hard to debate that not to be the case as well, you know. But yeah, that kind of, it's really nice too when you get a nice mare that's got the Sundon blood in it too, because it does seem to carry on, and a lot of people have enjoyed the sort of fruits of that as well. Yeah. So, no stranger to a good Sundon.
Harassed to try to sponsor this. So, yeah, I'm looking after a stallion that is on their roster. But in all seriousness, the crosses with Love You and Sundon, in a way, they shouldn't work, because they're both brutes of horses. They both leave big horses. Yet the job they're doing, when you get that cross, it's very dynamic here in Australian trotting right at the minute. And it's exciting, I think. I actually love it, and it brings a bit of the unknown. You've got these, you know, light-footed horses, if you like, the Muscle Hills, they've got all this speed, but it's still this tried and true, you know, Sundons, Love Yous, that just seem to continually get the job done and continue to improve.
Yeah, that's right. And I you probably even throw, obviously, Majestic Sun in that mix as well.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's interesting when you have a few of them, just the similarities that come up with each one, you know, like the Sundons, they can be a little bit hot, but if you can sort of run with them a little bit, they come back to you, and they can actually be, you know, nice, consistent, you know, horses for you. And then you've got your Majestic Sons, which for me have probably had to just work a little bit harder on their gait early, and then once they sort of click, they're good. But yeah, so it is interesting the differences in the breed that come through. You can definitely tell.
Still one of the great things in this show, I highlight every winner for the week, and it's still brilliant. These are the $1,000 stallions that might have two or three winners, stallions that people, I suppose, don't like and got on the nose, and then you get your blue bloods, like an Aldebaran Zeus that you were chasing home the other day. They can all do it in the trotting, and I think that's one of the great things. Emmett, thanks very much for joining me, mate, on the trotting show. I really appreciate your insight. Good luck heading towards the Indomitian. Won't be the last time. I'm going to try and rock up to your place one day too, and we'll get a bit of a picture there. But thanks very much for joining me, mate. I really appreciate it, and good luck going towards the Inter Dominion. Hopefully everything keeps tracking the right way, mate.
No, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Here we have Emmett Bronson there, and he's got a fair bit on his plate leading into December. But great to catch up with Emmett and have a good chat. They're doing a terrific job, him and his father, and the 11 trotters in work. So it's a really, really good team of trotters, and he's always really good with his time, Emmett. So I do appreciate him giving me the time today. And that's what this show is going to be about. If I can't cover off time-wise with my busy schedule, we'll always be able to find people. And as I said, Blanchpool's going to come on a little bit later on. Maybe not for the same for the reason that everyone's actually thinking as well, but it was good to catch up with Blanche later in the week. Highlighting all of the trotters through the week is what I'm going to do about this trotting show. We will also be catching up with some of the main players. This show could end up going forever. Once we get into Inter-Dominion and things start getting bigger and bigger. But quiet week this week. I was away for a fair bit of it, so I must, may have missed the odd one or two, but I've gone through all the runners, and I think I got most of them covered off on and go from there. So it's been a big, big week of trotting, if you like, and plenty of it, plenty of happening out there, that's for sure. We're going to start off on Monday. So record the show every Monday, but I don't do the Monday winners. I know there's a trot already been run and won today at Warrigal, but we start off on the Monday. And Shinsky raced at Charlton, took out race number two, I think, from memory, for Diane Giles and Jackie Barker. Very rarely do I do any of my form talks where Jackie doesn't get a winner for the week. She gets winners all of the time. And Shinsky, of course, is a gelding by Peak. And I think Peak still stands at Murphy's stables, Murphy's barn, over there at Dunstown. But not 100% sure of that. He was there last year. And then Sierra Leone Beau, the 8-year-old by Down Under Muscles, brought up win number 7. And set a new track record there for Jason Ainsworth, and James Herbertson took the reins there on the drive. Did a very, very good job. She's done a great job. So yeah, 8-year-old and win number 7. So Peak and Down Under Muscles, and it's one of those ones I want to just highlight as we go through that. And it's what I said there to Emmett before, that some of these horses that you have actually winning these races, they they're not necessarily fashionably bred, but they're definitely do a good job. Tuesday, big, big day Tuesday. Trots everywhere, and it's one day that I will try and highlight where they are racing all across the board. Here in Victoria, we only had one trot, and that was at Echuca, and Fling It Rainbow, of course, being by Fling It for Albert Safari, I'll go with, but I actually get his name wrong. I do apologise. James Herbertson in the cart. Well done to you, Albert. That was the only trot we had for the state in the state of Victoria. We don't worry, we made up for it later in the week, but yeah, that was the only one we had for the week. Menangle. Went to Menangle, John Davidson. It was probably one of the reasons I started going there. And then we end up at Albion Park. But Menangle had two trots, Leotard and Lace, for Trevor Munday and Cameron Hart in the Sulky. Took out the first race, another by Down Under Muscles, bred by John Davidson from the VSTA fame as well. So Johnny Davidson there. Brought up win number 4 for that mare. And then that horse actually beat Argyne Flair. Sorry, no, it didn't. The other racer for the day there was Argyne Flair, James Rattray, and Hannah Rickson. Aringi Flair. That's what I've written this stuff wrong. Aringi Flair, sorry, is the horse I'm thinking of. Brought up win number 8 at Menangle as well, being by Yankee Spider. And as I said, driven by Hannah Rickson on that occasion. And then we went to Albion Park, all on the Tuesday this was. And they had two trot races, I think. No, they actually had three trot races on for the day. They had a 2-year-old trot, and that was one of the ones that actually got me going in. There was only 4 horses going around in it. There was a short-priced favourite in that little race there, and I can't think of the horse's name that was a favourite. But Panda Fui, Jody Whittaker and Riley Butt combined to get the Truckies there. As I said, it was only a four-horse race by Aldebaran Eagle. So, and by out of the Love You mare in Bartali. And as I said, the Love Yous, the Sundons, they keep popping up everywhere. It doesn't matter where you go, they actually seem to be popping up and getting winners. So it was a nice little win. It's an interesting race. Go back and watch it. It got run off its feet down the back. I think they went down the back in 28.4 for the two-year-old trotters. Good little race. Panda Fui, but Jody actually quinella the race. So well done to you, Jody. I don't know how many horses you train. Might actually reach out and try and catch up with Jody and just find out how many horses she does actually train. But she definitely had two of the four in the two-year-old trot. So that was really, really good for everyone involved in the industry, getting good numbers of trotters there. Riley Moment for Chantel Turban and Peter McMullen took out one of the other trots there by Muscle Mass, bringing up that horse's eighth win. And then the other horse will win at Albion Park on the Tuesday. They had three trots, which is great. They got the Nutrien Race Series coming up. They got trot races coming up. I know they're going to have some really nice trotters in the Nutrien sale early next year. So make sure you keep an eye on there. But Bourbon on the Rocks for Taylor Giuseppe. Matt Ekins took the reins. One on the Tuesday, what backed it up, and one on the Friday as well. So two wins for the week for Bourbon on the Rocks. So congratulations to Taylor Giuseppe and Matt Elkins and everyone involved. And well done to Queensland for what they're able to achieve there in with their trotters. They're doing a great job. There's a lot of people behind the scenes driving that the force. They're keeping it at going, and they've done a really, really good job and continue to do it. So make sure you keep an eye on, especially Tuesdays, because Menangle have two, three, four trots sometimes. I think it's a great day to keep an eye on. We went, because Bourbon on Rocks is by Lawman, and I think that brought up win number 12. He may have won 13 because I did do this on Friday, a lot of this form, so it might actually not have updated at the time. So, make sure you keep an eye on that by Lawman. Six Nations, another by Yankee Spider. Yankee Spider had two winners for the week at Eagles Image and brought up win number 3 for Kelly Stewart Mitchell. Well done, you, Kel. Darren Aiken looks after one of my other shows that I do a little bit with, and that's his her partner. So congratulations there. She actually ran first and third in at Hamilton. So well done to you, Kel. Great effort. And James Herbertson again in the sulky there. What's that? We'll just have a quick look. There must be four. There was four trot races, and James had driven three of the trot winners. There's a little stat for you. Hadn't worked that one out until just then, but that's pretty cool actually. So yeah, so took out the Chockies at Hamilton. Then we went to Bendigo on the Wednesday night, and everybody loves me, Brad Stevens. Now, this horse Brad's got a lot of time with. I think he's had a few headaches with over the journey as well, but it is a horse that he's got a lot of time with by Imperial Count out of Mario Zola. Brought up win number 6. The interesting one there is from a punting point of view, not that I do the punt though. There, it was interesting to see that Glenn Craven, instead of driving at Hamilton, made the way to the first at Bendigo there, and piloted home the winner there for Brad Stevens, bringing up its sixth win. I'm a Zeebi, Glenn Sharp and Jack Law combining this time with by Tendo Trump at a Disco Dance, brought up win number 13. So I'm a Zeebi, which is terrific to see there, that horse getting the chocolates at Bendigo. There was four trot races at Bendigo. The three-year-old was taken out by Goodheart, bringing up its first win for Chris Lang by Father Patrick out of Elmer Century, bred and raced by Richard Matthews, and he puts a lot into the industry, so congratulations.
Right. Sorry,
bumped the wrong button there, and it changed screens on me, but I'll get back to, there's a little cutout out of it, but we'll go back to the three-year-old with Goodheart winning for Chris Lang, as I said, bringing up win number 1, bred by Richard Matthews and his wife, being by Father Patrick out of Elmer Century. So well done to the guys there, Richard and Chris Lang for that. And then the fourth race was won by Aero Kappa DM for Julie Mifsud and Monty Burnett taking the reins on that horse. Did a terrific job as well there, winning, of course, being by Denny Boucher. So I'm sure that the connections there were very, very happy. I got a little bit going on here. There's a few things that just went awry, unfortunately. What I am going to do is I'm going to throw to my interview with Blanche Poole, and we'll have a little bit of a restock, and we'll be back very, very shortly. Right, talking trotting now, as I said, brought to you by Harassa Trotters, but the idea of this show is to get out and I suppose raise awareness. There's so many people in our industry doing so many great things with the trotters, and I'm here at Rhiannon Park catching up with Blanche Poole. Hello, Blanche.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Very well, and probably a lot of people are tuned in and they're ready to watch a show. And you know, your mainstay, I suppose, of your breeding empire, if you like, is Gypsy Flair. We're actually going to highlight another horse, but just quickly, Gypsy Flair. What have we got coming up for the next couple of years?
Yeah, pretty exciting. She's in foal to Love You. Hoping for a nice big chestnut colt. That would be awesome.
You like the chestnuts. You listen to Lockie McIntosh a lot. Lockie loves I Love You that's chestnut. He thinks they're the greatest.
Oh, it's just something a little bit different, I suppose. But yeah, she's got a beautiful yearling to go to the sales this year too. A Volstead filly. Flashy white face, white socks. So yeah, I don't know whether that's what all the Volsteads are like, but she's something special, I reckon.
Yeah, that's a good sign. And we encourage people, we are talking trotting, but we encourage people to come here and have a look at the farm, have a look at their development too. And especially when we get days like this in the spring, it's a good time to get around before the hustle and bustle for you guys. It's probably a lot easier for you guys to get people here onto the farms.
Yeah, that's right, Paul. It's a good time this time of year, or any time you can come and see them. We're happy to show you the weanlings / yearlings, well, they're yearlings now. But yeah, they're just starting to drop their coats. In the next couple of months, they're going to look pretty spec.
Right, talking trotters, the main reason I wanted to come here is, as I said, keep highlighting what the people do in the industry, and a person who's very close to you guys and a horse that's had a fair journey, but Fire and Grace won a couple of weeks ago now at Cobram. But just the job Stacey Towers is doing with this filly, and Mark that have been doing with this filly, it's just a terrific little story, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Like that filly, you know, she was an embryo transfer out of Zesta. She was the last one that we got out of the mare before she had to be put down. But yeah, she's had a little hiccup a couple of times. She had a bone chip in her hock, so we gave her sort of the 3 to 4 months out after getting that removed. So she hasn't had the racing that her age group that she's racing against has had, but she's just doing such a great job. And Stace and Mark, Stace knows that breed. She helped Peter back when he had Zesta and those ones. So she knows the breed, she knows what they like doing, and she's just clicked with her, and we're over the moon. It's great.
I reckon it's a great part about the trotters. She's no world beater, and I'm not going to insult anyone in any way. But the ride, like, you know, and there's a little bit of a backstory there. At one stage, she had a bit of a troubled upcoming, if you like. But yeah, just the ride and the little bit of fun that she's given you guys. Like, Stacey notched up her 100th winner as a driver, yeah, on her. She just seems to be ticking all the boxes for what our industry's about, having fun and enjoying it.
Yeah, that's right. And that's exactly it. You know, go along and have some fun with her. Like, she went down to Melton the other night and sort of finished midfield, but that was a strong field, and we just wanted to see whether she was up to it. And she's proven that she raced with them. She ran home, she ran fast, she ran hard. Yeah, she's just doing everything. And it's just so satisfying to see her at the track, and it's so great for Stace and Mark. Like, you know, we've been long-time friends with them. Stace has helped me with the yearlings over the years, and it's just so good that we're all working together now, and she's such a nice little trotter.
I think it's a great story. She might be working with you again very shortly if you have the amount of foals that you're going to have this year. No, but I thank you very much for joining me. As I said, Gypsy Flair, definitely your flagship, and everything that she's been able to do. She was trotting broodmare of the year, yeah, last year. Never know this year, who knows where we all end up, but she's given you a great buzz. The trotters are just sensational. You've got quite a few here though too, haven't you? They're not the only couple of trotters you have here, are they?
Yeah, that's right. We've got starting to get quite a few now. We actually inherited a couple of mares from Dean's dad as well, and there's a, you know, really nice Father Patrick filly and a Volstead filly there as well that, you know, may or may not go to the sales. But, you know, yeah, there's just, it's nice, the trotters that they're coming through now. It's a pleasure.
They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, they are. They're fun. They're fun to watch, and they're just such a natural, beautiful going horse when you watch them race. It's just lovely.
Blanche, thank you very much. Dean's off working. He doesn't like the camera anyway, but no, thank you very much for joining me. Won't be the last time you're on, but thanks for joining me on Talking Trotters.
Yeah, no thanks. You, Paul. Thanks.
Back now, after catching up then with Blanche, and Blanche does a great job with her horses, but Fire and Grace, great little story, and well done to Stacey. Stacey Towers there as well for the job that she's been able to do with that trotter. And that's what this show is going to be about, highlighting the big people and the small people, and the commitment for the trotting fraternity to grow, and the people driving the force behind there. It's always brought to you by Harasta Trotters. You can see all of their stallions just going there over on my shoulder. But also make sure you go to harassedatrotters.com.au for the full, or contact Louise and go from there. We got up to, before I hit the wrong button on another monitor, and that's why there'll be a cut. I don't like editing, but there is a little cut in the middle of this because I actually changed screens, so I wasn't on there. But Thursday night, went to a very, very wet Kilmore. Horrendous conditions. Two good wins, though, for the night. There was only three races run, and they were won by three races run, two for the Trotters. Two interesting ones going around. Illawong Lara J was terrific for Greg and Jess Tubbs, bringing up its second win by Sebastian K out of Illawong Bardo. It's a horse I've done a couple of interviews with Greg, and he cuts them short when she's in there. I think he likes his horse. She's a problem. She wears a bit of pulling gear to stop her. She wears a net over the nose and that in the plume. But I reckon he's got a bit of a soft spot for this horse, Illawong Bardo. So keep an eye on that. It was interesting that it was Scotty's first night out, the little miniature pony. So Greg taking everything he can to try and settle this horse down and got the chockies done on a very, very trying conditions. And then the third race to be run and won on that night, and then after that they abandoned it, was Sangreal, who brought up her seventh win. Of course, the Breeders' Crown champion. From 2 years ago, she was, I think it'll find. But beautiful mare by Father Patrick as well, out of Soul of Flash, a horse that Johnny and Marie have had a huge run with and have done a terrific job with over the journey. So well done to those guys there. Bringing up the seventh win won't be her last win either. She is a very, very fast, lovely mare. We move then to Friday night at Ballarat. And I said we did the Addington meeting, but Ballarat had three trots on for the night. Two-year-old trot, really interesting little race here. It was taken out by Lizzie's son for Dennis Payton. Richard Caruana was on the short price favourite. He galloped with about 150 to go, but I don't think it was going to win anyway at the time. But well done to Dennis. Bringing up its first win. Dennis is having a good run at the minute, and that horse, his course, is out of. She's a comment. Beautiful mare herself, and now doing it on the in the broodmare barn. And there was a couple of nice little runs behind that horse as well. I think the Jillaby guys had one horse, and there was someone else as well. There's a couple of nice runs. Good two-year-old race. Go back and watch it. There was a final, we said the week before. There was heats of the race. Final for the up to 49 class trotters, and Cork got the chockies there for Declan Murphy. It's interesting now when you see D. Murphy, but Declan Murphy took out the final with Cork and done a great job. I noticed it was back up at Warrigal this morning, today. I see it went around there. Didn't get the chockies, but it did. Oh, actually, I don't know that. That was in the field. I hadn't seen the results to that race, actually, by the time I'd done this. Of course, being by Lawman, and that's now, I think, the second time I've mentioned Lawman's name this week. And when you put a horse like Mario Laura as well in with that, doing a good job. Don't you worry about that. And then the wow factor for the Friday night, Harry Stampo. If you didn't watch that race, the Kiwi horse, it was brilliant. James Herbertson, he's had a pretty good week. I think, what did I say, four? That's five trotting winners for the week. But I reckon this one will be the one that he enjoyed the most and would be looking forward to for the future, because it was very, very impressive by Majestic Sun out of Dwindle. Joe Pace, he's got himself a very, very nice trotter with a lot of high speed, very, very brutal high speed. That is Harry Stamper, and might catch up with Joe and just find out what their plans are with that horse going forward. And then we went to Saturday night, which I did there before. Good night of racing at Melton with the good horses coming through, which is always good and exciting for everyone involved. So that's good to see. We went to Shepparton, and then on the Sunday night, Darren Rowney got the chockies with Come On Carly, Nathan Jack in the sulky. First time I mentioned Nathan's name this week. Did an interview with him last week. He had four on the one night. It's a funny little world how it works. But Nathan Jack and Come On Carly. Nathan's got a real affinity with that horse, so he's doing a very, very good job with him. And I know what Come On Carly's by. I didn't actually write it, but I actually know what it's. It might be a Majestic Sun as well. No, the race was a Majestic Sun. Don't know. I could look it up, but I won't. It's all good. We won't dwindle too much on that. But that's a good little wrap. That's a wrap of all the winners for the week. Great little in-depth conversation with Emmett Bronson. And also Blanche Poole joining me for the breeding side of things. And also what sometimes these smaller winners mean with Fire and Grace. And of course, that was a horse that unfortunately was tied up with Craig Turnbull. So it's one of those ones that great to see her winning, great to see her doing a good job. As I said, this show is brought to you by the team at Harasta Trotters. And of course, Harasta Trotters, that's annoying, we've got it right now, has got their Cobbity Farm Classic, the Harasta Trotters Cobbity Farm Classic for the two-year-old trotters. Breed to any of their mares, any of their stallions this year, and have your horse eligible for a $75,000 trotting two-year-old colts and geldings and a trotting filly race. Yes, it is two-year-old trotters. I was just making sure of that. Bird Parker, Bold Eagle, Brilliantissimi, Classic Connection, Iridan, On Solitaire, Love You, Honest Streak, Orlando Vici, Quaker Jet, Tomoko, The Best Madrick, and Standing for the First Season in Queensland. Use to me. Go to www.harastatrotters.com.au or cobbityequine.com.au for more information in regards to those horses and that race series as well. But great little incentives. Brilliant, some really nice incentives getting around. There's the Trump as well, going around. Also Pastor Stephen with Lower Long Farms, eligible for the $100,000 bonus going forward. But and Cobbity Farm, as I said, so plenty going around. Great for the trotters, exciting for the trotters, and some more news coming out, I think, very shortly about a couple of trotters that are not far off the scene coming here to Australia. Thank you. I've enjoyed the show. As I said, it is a show that is sponsored by Harasta Trotters, but it's not centred around Harasta Trotters. It's actually centred around the trotter and making sure people are aware of the great jobs that these horses are doing, the participants, the drivers, and everyone else going along the way. Campbell's Comments is committed to bringing these sorts of shows to you, and we'll be committed to bringing you more and more shows over the next 6 to 12 months as we continue to ramp things up here and promote the people that need promoting. So thank you very much. Really appreciated the feedback, as I said, I got last week. Don't need to have the feedback. I just, if there is anything that I'm missing, please tell me. And I really do appreciate it. So that's a wrap again for another week of talking trotting. Thank you very much to everyone who joins, watches it, and we'll see you again 6 o'clock next Monday night.